French police are still investigating a school shooting that took place yesterday in the southeastern town of Grasse. A heavily armed teenager opened fire, wounding three other students and the school's principal. The alleged gunman was reportedly inspired by U.S. school massacres, including the 1999 Columbine school killings. Reporter Adeline Cyr is in France. And Adele, France is still in a state of emergency after the series of terror attacks that's taken place there in the last few years. So I imagine news of this shooting must have triggered people's worst fears.
Absolutely. It's almost like the nation held its breath yesterday, as, you know, it almost seems like there was an expectation that he would be a Muslim student, which he was not. It turns out he was the son of a local elected official who had run with the far-right National Front Party. But so yesterday, when one reporter asked witnesses whether the attacker had shouted anything before shooting, it was really clear that he was sort of expecting to hear Allah Akbar or something like that. But obviously, you know, the student replied, no, there was no such cry. And so following this, there were many comments on Twitter and elsewhere about how France has become totally Islamophobic. And it's sad to see, you know, how radical Islam terrorism, in a way, is sort of ingrained into the nation's psyche. You know, one media critic said he sees this as almost like collective hysteria.
Let's go back to the alleged shooter. What do French police know about him?
He's said to be very cooperative with police, and he really sort of said, you know, he had a grudge with a couple of students and he did not want to commit mass murder. He was really after students who he said had harassed him. And we kind of see a profile emerge. I hate to say it, but the standard, you know, vulnerable teenager, weaponized teenage angst in a way. You know, this is what we've seen in the United States over and over again, and it's happening in France as well.
The alleged attacker in yesterday's school shooting in France, he's also been described as being fascinated with violence and U.S. school massacres. Any evidence to support that?
Well, yes, a lot of photos and pictures on his Facebook page, a few of the Columbine massacre. He was apparently fascinated with that, fascinated with weapons, had a lot of violent images. And again, you know, we have seen this before. In France, though, it's very unusual. Weapons are not that readily available in France. So this boy was apparently able to get his father's and grandfather's weapons, which were very dangerous firearms, obviously. And this is very unusual for France as well. I mean, I think fewer than 30% of French people have firearms. So this would be a very unusual occurrence.
I've been reading that the way that the people responded at the school and the principal, as if it was a terrorist incident, in some ways, being prepared for a terrorist event might have helped them in this situation.
Interestingly, I saw a few days ago for the first time a poster that says, you know, what to do in case of a terrorist attack. And I was surprised because I hadn't seen it before, but it must be displayed in schools, police stations. Like, in fact, this one, it was at a train station when I saw it. Here's what to do in case of a terrorist attack. Basically, you have to push heavy furniture against the classroom door, turn off all lights, lay down on the floor, completely silent, turn off cell phones. So it's really much the same thing as what you would do in case of an armed intruder going into the school. Local authorities yesterday said, we have avoided the worst because this school apparently had been drilling its students according to those terrorist attacks guidelines. And so that may have saved the lives of many students in the school.
The principal went in there and just kind of tried to talk the guy down.
Yes, the principal, even after he was shot, confronted the young man. He was very brave, and he probably helped save many lives in this attack yesterday.
Adeline Cyr reporting from France. Thanks so much, Adele.
You're welcome.